back, relax, you got nothing to lose. What do you think? I'm about to show you. The female of the species is more deadly than a male.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the More Deadly podcast, where we review horror movies directed exclusively by women, which prove that the female of the species is more deadly than the male. More Deadly is a trans-inclusive podcast where we celebrate the work of cis and trans women, as well as non-binary filmmakers who are comfortable being included in a space that centers the work of women. I'm your co-host, Rachel, and joining me today is the face I want to swap with. It's Ariel.
Be weird. Hello.
Yeah. Do you remember when there was like that craze of like face swapping apps?
No.
You don't remember this?
Oh, no. My God.
Oh, okay.
I don't think there I ever like, did that.
I think it was on Snapchat. And there was
that's probably why.
Like, I don't know, like a 2 month period where everybody was constantly face swapping. And like, and almost always it was like a wide awake fucking nightmare, because like we were all just like face swapping with our cats, but then occasionally it would like pick someone up in the background to fit, because it would like kind of AI, well, this is pre-AI, but it was like AI-esque. Okay. And it would like swap with someone in the background, or and you would get the most horrifying, uncanny valley, cursed fucking images out of it. I bet you there's got to be something on the internet somewhere where like, okay, face swap app fails, because they were terrifying. You know who was like the queen of those though? Was Mars was always face swapping, and they were always terrifying.
It's just making me think of that Conan O'Brien bit where they used to like combine celebrity faces to see what their babies would look like.
Can you see this?
Oh, dear God.
They face swapped with a cookie. That's what I'm talking about.
That's so upsetting. It's like
they were terrifying. Like, you can see like baby and adult face swaps.
Absolutely. Yeah, they're not. No.
Like,
that's
truly
nightmare
wide
fuel.
Awake nightmare.
Yeah.
This woman with a pig.
All right, that one's kind of funny. That's very Twilight Zone, that one.
Yes. Oh, no. Oh, okay. Last one, I promise. Look at this one. Okay. This little kid with a cat.
That's so... That cat with the baby nose is hilarious.
This was like... Oh, God. No, I'm sorry. I lied. One more. This is because sometimes the app didn't totally recognize faces. This is... You got to remember, this is like early in face recognition.
Right,
and so
right,
sometimes it would only get a part of your face. And this one is, I want you to describe what you're seeing, okay?
Okay.
I understand it's an audio medium for the people who are not, like, paying for the Patreon. But tell me what you see here.
Oh, dear God. Okay, it's like a man and his baby, and it took the baby's face and just, like, stuck it on the end of his nose. And then something happened with the baby where it just got its, like, dead hollow eyes and like facial hair covering its nose. Oh, that's his nostrils.
It's his nostrils.
And then where its mouth is, it's just facial hair, and it's so disturbing. It looks like a horror movie.
Yeah. So I'm gonna just send you this
wrong
list.
I don't like
for
it
you to enjoy later.
Okay.
I can't believe you missed this era. It was like absolutely.
Yeah, I was never on Snapchat. I guess I just like missed out.
Yeah, well, I'll let you look through this list and you can decide how much you missed out or not. For those of you at home listening, I guarantee you there are somewhere in your camera roll from like 2026 or 2016, 2015, something like that, somewhere in that area, there is a section of your camera roll where it's just face swap fails.
Just
please
horrifying.
Send them to us. Please.
Oh my God.
Send
yes.
Them to us.
Please. You would make our whole year if you did that.
So, Ariel,
the more deadly podcast at gmail.com. Send it to me, please.
Yes. So, why are we talking about face swaps? Like, what? I didn't even talk about what we're doing today. So,
oh,
like,
yeah. Because we're reviewing
the subject.
Yeah. Because we're reviewing the movie Slanted, which has to do with somebody changing their entire face via crazy futuristic plastic surgery nonsense.
Yeah, exactly. So, all right. Both of us have been like so busy working, not that much exciting on the like life update section. So I did wonder if you've seen anything lately that you really loved.
No, honestly, I haven't been watching really. I haven't had the time to watch anything at all. The thing that I kind of got stuck binge watching for work is that new hockey romance off campus. Because I've had to write about it a bunch.
I'm sure you were like, change your desk. We came and propped his eyes open with toothpicks and we're like, watch this.
Yeah, it's like fun, but not great.
Okay, fair, fair.
Yeah, and but like the show is better than the books, I think. Because I also had to read some of the books. So
I, once again, chained to a Kindle, eyes propped open as somebody flicked page by page. Oh, okay. So off campus, not a recommendation, or yes, a recommendation?
I mean, if you want kind of like a rom-com that also has like a handful of sex scenes in it, then go for it. But it's not like excellent, you know?
All right. Well, I'm sold. So I take it you did not get a chance to watch Meadows Bay yet, but that continues to be my favorite thing that I'm watching.
Yes. I'm hoping next weekend maybe I'll have the time.
Dude, it's so very curious. Cozy. Like you and Lerold are the two people I want to watch it the most after Matilda, who have already gotten her and Mr. Matilda on the case. That I was like, okay. Did you like it? She's like, well, I watched the first three episodes. I was like, okay.
Okay.
I recommended it to you 48 hours ago. So that's a good sign.
Nice.
So that, and then I also saw I Love Boosters. Do you know anything about this?
Yes, but I haven't seen it. How is it?
Okay, so for those uninitiated, it is the latest from Boots Riley, who is an amazing writer, director, rapper, like just Oakland legend, who does like a lot of like, his work is very, very social justice and like anti-capitalist. And he did Sorry to Bother You. He did, what was the one where it was about the giant man? Shit, it was like a show. I can't remember, but his latest is this one called I Love Boosters, and it stars Kiki Palmer and does have Lakeith Stanfield in it, but also has, who else is in it? Naomi Ackle is in it, Demi Moore is in it, and Taylor Page is in it. Mm. And it is about this group of women who are boosters, which are people who like steal clothes and then sell them secondhand. And they are targeting specifically the designs by this person played by Demi Moore, who's like this fashion guru, genius, like who came out of MIT and has taken the fashion world by storm, who specifically makes clothes for like basically like street clothes, like hip hop styled street clothes. But she's like this white lady, right? Yeah. They're stealing so many of her clothes, they kind of get on her radar, and there becomes like this rivalry between them. And then it gets into like magical realism and goes like all kinds of insane places. I love this movie. Love, 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 love. Everybody should watch it. I think especially if you know anything about the Bay Area or Oakland, it is such a love letter to the city. There's so many jokes about the Bay Area in it, but I think, which is so, so fun as someone that lives here and like is familiar with San Francisco and Oakland and the differences between them. And then like, there's a funny joke about Hayward and there's some Walnut Creek in there. Nice. Like if you are a Bay Area person, there's like this extra layer of enjoyability. But I do not think you have to be from the Bay Area to appreciate it, because it's like talking about like much bigger geopolitical things around fashion exploitation, like labor exploitation, exploitation of like Black culture, like just like culture vulture shit. And then there's like all this crazy magical realism added to it that I don't want to spoil, because there is one scene when you get there, Ariel, you'll be like, holy shit. I watched it, and then I like watched my friend watch it. But yeah, it is so, so, so good. Like the costuming is out of control. Kiki Palmer is of course fucking delightful. There are things that happen in this movie that you're like, how, I don't even know how to describe what this is, the experience of watching this movie. It is so bonkers, but it all is like of a part of like telling this very complex, like I said, global story around like exploitation and labor and all that kind of stuff. So the point is, very funny, very cool, rad soundtrack, so enjoyable, and also like so like, ooh, so much to chew on, chunky chunky delicious, like high value social commentary, and nobody's doing it like Boots Riley.
Yeah, no kidding, that's awesome. I saw a couple of clips and it looked like it looked absolutely hilarious, but
yeah,
now I'm like completely sold. Yeah,
it's genius. He is a genius. I'm gonna steal this from Patton Oswalt, but he was like, okay, today after I watched Isle of Boosters, he's like, I always need like 24 hours to process a movie by Boots Riley. And he's like, he's pointing out things that I hope are not true, but I suspect are true, or things that are going to come to be that I hope are not going to come to be, but he's probably right. And he was like, basically, like he put him in the same group as someone like a David Lynch or Maria Bamford. And then there was a third person, but he was saying these are people who like, they are just expressing their point of view, how they see the world. They don't understand that they see the world through a totally different lens. They're just telling you their reality. And I think that is exactly right. It is masterful. You are going to love it. And it's also like, despite the fact that it's like about exploitation and labor and stuff like that, and is pretty grim content, it is so fun. You're going to love it, Ariel. It is so good. I swear you will feel so happy by the end of it, despite, like I said, all the stuff that he's getting into and like the world that we live in today.
Yeah.
And as someone from Oakland, all that shit's going to hit so hard. Like there's a really funny joke about like the Millennium Tower.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And like, there's like, you know, you'll be able to see the like the things that are kind of being parodied. Like someone comes in and they have like a coffee cart that you're like, okay, that's Blue Bottle. Like there's gonna be like a lot of stuff like that that is gonna get lost probably on people not from the Bay Area. But it's like I said, it's just like a secret little cheat code that if you are local, you get, but the bigger stuff, you don't need it.
Yeah.
You don't
need it. That sounds like so much fun.
Yeah. So everybody check out Isle of Boosters. Truly, truly like one of my favorite movies I've seen in a very long time. It's so good. It's so good. I don't think I can overhype it. You're either gonna love it or you're not. It's like the flavor is strong. And for me, it was delicious. Okay, so enough of that. What do you say we get into the episode? Ariel, if people have wandered in here and they're like sticking around even after my like rant about Isle of Boosters, how do we handle spoilers on this podcast?
Okay, so eventually we're going to spoil this entire movie, but first we're going to give you a little synopsis. I'm going to tell you about the director and the making of the movie. We're going to give you some non-spoiler thoughts, and then we'll give you a little spoiler warning again before we get into the juicy goodness that happens towards the end of this movie. So,
yeah, and you can skedaddle if you don't like spoilers. But
if you want to watch this before you listen to us, it is on Paramount Plus and VOD. So,
all right, let's take a quick break and we'll come back and do all that.
Hey folks, Rachel here. Thanks so much for listening to this preview episode of More Deadly. If you want to hear the rest of this episode, good news, you can. There are a couple of ways that you can hear the full episode right now. First, you can subscribe to the More Deadly podcast for free wherever it is that you get your pods, or you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/zombiegirls to get the episodes ad-free plus all the other Patreon goodies. Thanks so much for listening.